You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM. Massey University has proposed cutting courses from the Albany Science Campus after the university reported a financial downturn. These cuts would affect more than 100 jobs and cause issues for students pursuing their masters and doctorates. I spoke to Professor of Ecology at Massey University, Dr. Diane Brunton, about the university's proposed cuts to the science campus. I started by asking what the cuts would mean for the science program.
Okay, well, what they've done is put out a change proposal for the College of Sciences. There's a bunch of change proposals happening in different colleges, but the one that affects the sciences in Albany and some of the sciences in Palmerston North is a big one, because it proposes that all of the lab-based experimental sciences on the Albany campus will go. And all of the students, including masters and PhD students, if that went ahead, would have to either go to Palmerston North, go somewhere else, or drop out of their studies. So it's a huge impact. And some of the background to that is that in the proposal they have some financial analysis, which we are, we have questioned for good reason. There's a lot of stuff in there that just doesn't make sense. And so the justification for it, we think, is wrong. And we think that they really need to take a look at, you know, have someone independent take a look at the finances. Because things like the space charges that we have for, we've just moved into a new science building, basically. And some of the space charges in that building are just not even spaces that exist. They removed some of those now, I think, but that initial proposal has got all sorts of areas that don't belong to the College of Science, in fact, that they are kind of communal areas for all students at the university. So there's so much in this document that is, you know, just not correct. It misrepresents what the financial situation is like. And they really need to, if they're worried about the finances, we're proposing that they take a careful look at an independent financial expert in to take a look. That investment would be worth it.
And I just wanted to ask what you think the motives are behind targeting sciences and targeting the Albany campus.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know, really. We're new up here. I guess that, you know, there's kind of this retrenchment back to Palmerston North. And Palmerston North is, it's an older campus. It is where Massey started. And Albany's pretty new. Wellington's pretty new as well. It doesn't make any sense because, you know, we know what Auckland is like. It is growing and it's going to continue growing. And the Massey campus is a beautiful campus and it's sitting right in the heart of all this growth. So there's not really any justification for pulling sciences out. And we know how important sciences are for the future in all sorts of things. I mean, I'm a conservation biologist, so I know in my field, you know, how conservation is so important for maintaining our biodiversity. And there's so many things to do in that space that students really want to do too. But yeah, it just makes no sense. I think, you know, obviously all the universities in New Zealand are struggling with their finances, but we just have this move to find a quick solution. And cutting off all of the sciences in the Albany campuses seems to be what they've landed on.
Was there any consultation with staff about these cuts at all?
Well, we're under consultation now, and it was extended by a few days. But that consultation period, you know, what that takes to be able to really consult is good information. So we got the document about 3 weeks ago, and we questioned a lot of the information, and we've been working with the union, going back, asking for more information, for better information, for justification for some of their numbers, for the methodology that they used. And that coming back to us, that information has kind of trickled back. It's not all back yet, and I think that's why they extended the consultation a little bit longer. But, you know, we can't do something in 3 weeks that they have been working on for months. Right? We can't repeat their analysis unless we have all their data or understand their data. And we shouldn't be expected to. We can comment on it and we can point out the problems with it, but we shouldn't be expected to do their work for them in terms of the financial analysis. So it just has hit at a terrible time of year. You know, it's hit towards the, now we're in the exam period. So the students were stressed because in the proposal, it suggests that the students just have to, you know, that won't be able to complete their studies where they chose to or with the people that they chose to work with.
What areas do you think that the university could possibly consolidate funds in order to keep this campus alive and open? And what areas do you think that they're not looking at cutting that maybe they should?
Well, that's a tough question because I don't have all the facts in front of me, right? So that's where you really, before you decide what you're going to cut, you've got to think about your income as well and you know, where the areas for growth might be and also whether you can ride out a storm. Because, you know, we've got, you know, obviously we're in tight times at the moment, but, you know, 2 years ago the university made a record profit. So less short-term thinking. And then I think involving the staff in ideas. So there's been very little of that. It's been this kind of managerial approach where the managers keep it all secret and drop a bomb. And we're not really involved apart from this kind of consultation period where the decision feels like it's already made. So I think, you know, they need to take a good look at that. We have high costs in terms of space charges. So, you know, they've already been at some work in terms of selling pockets of land, selling some assets that we don't need or don't, you know, won't need in the future. But my, you know, my focus here, I know the most about the Auckland campus, right? And my focus here is that I think a solution is for us to consolidate all the sciences that we have into our brand new building, the Innovation Complex building, and use that as a flagship building. Because it really is amazing, and it's considered to be by the architects, and it's won awards already. The you know the best science building in the country. So you know that's looking at our strengths and figuring out not just where to cut, because cutting alone does nothing; it just means more cuts are coming. But figuring out income and you know having a longer term vision than just the end of each financial year.
Well, and I guess. Looking long term, if these proposed cuts do go forward, what implications do you think they'll have for our tertiary education, especially sciences in New Zealand?
Yeah. Well, certainly for the immediate Auckland area where we are, you know, there's just the loss of continued loss of opportunities for students to do the science that they might want to do with researchers that are active in science. I mean, we're only a relatively small group, but there is a gap here on the North Shore and looking north and northland. There is a gap in terms of access to education. So, you know, we lose that gap. It takes a step backwards. And then, you know, the researchers that I know a lot of the researchers, and especially, of course, the ones in my school, and they're doing some of the most amazing stuff, and that's going to be gone. I mean, you can't fill that gap easily. So it's the lack of opportunity for students in the future. It's lack of you know these people that are really thinking about important problems for New Zealand and for the world, right? And that's just gone. So it just sets us back, sets the country back.
That was Diane Brunton, Professor of Ecology at Massey University, talking about job cuts at Massey University in Albany.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.